Philadelphia officially launched its own pre-kindergarten program today. The city began funding 2,000 high-quality pre-K seats with revenue generated by its new tax on sweetened beverages. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron was on hand for opening day.
Sure, it was a little colder than usual, and perhaps a few more reporters were hanging around. But by every other indication, it felt like the usual first day of school at Spin Pre-K in the Parkwood section of Northeast Philadelphia.
Welcome.
Nervous 3- and 4-year-olds hung their backpacks on hooks in the hallway, while teacher Patty Cronin comforted a little girl who missed her mother.
You are mommy. She's going to come back. I promise you. She's going to come back.
At the other end of the first day spectrum, exuberant Ellie Mae couldn't stop rummaging through a box filled with plastic replicas of medical instruments.
Does it check your heartbeat?
Does it check your heartbeat?
Yeah.
Unlike at the doctor's office, there's no copay here at Spin. Ellie Mae and 39 of her classmates will be here 5.5 hours a day, 5 days a week, free of charge. The city of Philadelphia is picking up the tab of $8,500 per student. Eventually, more than 6,000 youngsters across the city will be enrolled in the program, mostly at privately run centers. Opening day comes exactly a year after Mayor Jim Kenney entered office promising pre-K for city children. It's a milestone for the administration, including the mayor's education chief, Otis Hackney.
I just can't believe that, you know, 1 year ago we were just getting started, and here we are today, getting the children in the seats with a lot of hard work and a ton of support.
That support includes the city council members who voted for a new tax to fund the pre-K initiative. It was an ugly fight, and some questions still linger about Philly pre-K. Some wondered why the city opened the program to all children instead of just low-income kids. Others fumed when the city decided to expand at private pre-K centers instead of unionized public facilities. But for at least a morning, those fights gave way to a boisterous first day at the end of a long road. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arrett, WHYY News.